Good morning from a very beautiful North Buckinghamshire, where I'm looking out of the abundance room onto what I can only describe as a winter wonderland. So, as often happens with me, and I have mentioned it in my booze before, and I have mentioned it in my blogs, when I'm walking, I'm often inspired to write or to think of a topic for midweek motivation. And today was a typical moment where I was walking in freezing fog. It was still beautiful, but I was aware of the greyness that this sort of heavy fog was giving to the day. I know that it didn't make me feel low, but I know that for many who aren't perhaps taking much notice of how the light affects their mood, that these dark days, these dark overcast or foggy winter days can really, really impact people's mood. Now, it isn't just winter days, it's every day that we need to be managing our mood, and that's really most of us. I think most of us can actually put something into our day that will make us feel better. So that got me thinking, and that got me blogging this morning when I wrote about the Mind Maintenance Plan. Now, the Mind Maintenance Plan is a very simple way in which we can all generate a habit each and every day where we are doing things to make our mind healthier. It's such an obvious thing to me that if we don't look at our heads, if we don't think about our heads and we don't consider them, they will impact everything that we do, from our relationships to our careers, our businesses, our children, our families and our friends. The mind is where it all begins. So I just felt it would be great to kind of bring up the subject of minds again in January. Start the year off in this first month. I know we haven't got much longer left of it, but let's really get ourselves thinking about how we can look after our minds as we go through this year. Are you considering how everything impacts your head? Are you making time in your diary, like I often say, for things that will help your mood? So I would like you today to be really mindful about what works for you and what doesn't. Think about that self-talk that you had, and there's more of that in the blog that I've written. And let's hope in the next 7 days that you've been working on your mood and you can start to feel some of the benefits. And I'll look forward to spending time with you right here again in Midweek Motivation next Wednesday. Have a great week.